Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today, folks. Bottom of hour number two, Matt Bellis, Communications Director for Liberty HealthShare, joins us. We'll be talking about healthcare freedom. How can you obtain healthcare freedom today? Healthcare is a major concern for, I think, everybody across the country. And Liberty HealthShare has ways in which you can have control again of your healthcare. Very important for you to have control of that. Also joining me, top of the next hour, we'll be talking about the struggle for One America. I've got a couple of signed, autographed, free books to give away today, so we'll be talking with you about that with the authors, Daphne Barak and Mayor Erbil Gunasti, and also Money B, who's featured in the book, will be with us at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long joins us. Each Tuesday we join Matt Long, the Matt Long Show, on Hill Country Patriot Radio as well, and we'll be with Matt. We're going to be talking about a number of things, but in particular, what's up with this new shutdown? They're talking about another shutdown, more mask mandates, and so on and so on. And at what point are we going to be having to be engaged in some form of civil disobedience, because the science actually proves just the opposite of what they want us to believe or try to make us believe? So we'll talk about that. And what about the border? You know, they're concerned about every American citizen having this injection. Every American citizen must be masked. That's the new thing now that they're trying to bring back into our culture once again, as they prepare us for the coming dark winter, except on the border, where 20% of those that come across illegally are testing positive for COVID, and we're not worried about you, let's just release you. So we'll talk about that, and the Whataburger just recently, where we had those that had been quarantined to their hotel that were, let's just eat out in public in a public restaurant where we can, spread the disease to everybody. Interesting. We'll talk about all that coming up with Matt. Well, joining me now, and I'm very, very pleased to have him as a veteran myself. This is an issue that's very near and dear to my heart. He just completed his ride on his Harley-Davidson motorcycle across the country, 3,000 miles, to raise awareness for veteran suicide. He is the CEO, the executive director, I'm sorry, of Save the Brave. He is also the author of Echo in Ramadi. He spent 24 years serving our nation, both as enlisted and as commissioned, and his career spanned 10 deployments. I want to welcome retired USMC Major Scott Using. And Scott, of course, I know that once a Marine, always a Marine. So retired is just kind of really a side thing there. But nonetheless, welcome aboard, Scott. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Pastor Greg. Appreciate
My
it.
Pleasure. My pleasure. You know, we talk about this issue of veteran suicide. There's another story of another Capitol police officer that committed suicide, and I know there's a lot more to that we could talk about. I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. But the point of this is that this issue of suicide is not going away, and it gets very, very little media attention. Can you speak to that, please?
Well, yeah, it's a problem. It's a real concern for the veteran community. And I like to say the ride we did this year, 3,161 miles, was to prevent veteran suicide, not raise awareness, because I think there's a difference in those terms vastly. And we want to try and stop it. And we understand at SaveTheBrave.org that the number's never going to be zero. It's just not. There's just some people you can't save, and that's a tragedy. But nonetheless, at SaveTheBrave.org, what we're doing is we're connecting combat veterans who are struggling with post-traumatic stress, you know, through outreach programs, to really do it in, one, a safe space, and two, allow them to reconnect to their tribe, to the people that they know understand them, but not just do it to give them something and entertain. We want to empower our own and say, hey, you know what? I can do this. Once they go out fishing or on a ride or one of our amazing events, they say, I can do that. I could do this ride in my state or my town, or I can do this. And that's ultimately the goal, is to empower our fellow warriors and let them understand that there are still thousands of people in this country that are concerned and care and love them. And it's not just the nonprofits that are doing it. And I'll give you an example. This year's ride, like last year, which was started after my good friend and high school mate Dave White killed himself in Montana, and his mom asked me to give the eulogy in South Carolina, I hopped on my Harley and rode 5,150 miles last year, and then the ride took off again this year. But as I was driving through your state, through North Dallas, I thought, as I looked in my rearview mirror, that tiny piece of glass, there was 85, 90 Harley riders, firefighters, cops, EMS, civilians, Humvees, all lined up behind me as I looked in. I said, that is support. Those are people that care, because they came out, they gave of their time. This is on a Tuesday afternoon. So to the veterans listening, there's a ton of organizations out there, and SaveTheBrave.org is just one of them, trying to do our part to help our own tribe. And we do it because we are men and women of action, as you know, being a veteran yourself. We don't wait for the government to help us out. We don't wait for the VA. We don't wait for handouts. We take care of our own first, and that's something that we're really proud of.
Talk to me, because we likely have individuals listening today that are either veterans or perhaps are connected to a veteran. What are some of the things, if someone listening today is a veteran who has stumbled across the program here and is kind of perked up listening to you saying, okay, you know, speak to me, talk to me, give me something to grab on to, or maybe it's the spouse or friend or child of a veteran that's really struggling with this issue, what's something that you would say to them that you would share with them? Yes, there are people who care, all those kinds of things, but in that moment, what are some of the things that you would encourage them with?
They have to engage with whoever that is that's struggling and look for the warning signs and then reach out to a medical professional. That's what has to be done. I mean, there's a ton of people that are struggling. And again, you don't have to have worn a uniform or served in Ramadi, Iraq to understand those words, service and sacrifice. We don't own the definitions of those words either. But people that interact with veterans or anybody dealing with that, they have to understand the warning signs. And what we do is if we see someone in distress, you know, as we have the luxury of being on this, you know, massive ship, to use a metaphor, and we see someone struggling in the water, you know, you have to throw them a line. You have to reach out. And if they won't grab the rope, you jump in and you try and pull them to safety. But again, there's some people that are just destined to sink. And that, again, we know those people because the 22 a day, that's not a statistic to me, Greg. Those are my friends. Those are the Marines that serve under my command. We've lost too many to talk about on this show, the suicide. And it's a real problem that we need to address. But we want to do that. So I'm talking to veterans and family members, but also the other 99% of the public who always say, oh, how can I help? How can I? Again, go online to savethebrave.org. You can help just by seeing what we do. You can help by making a $5 a month donation that reoccurs at $60 less than the tank of gas. You're doing something. I mean, look, there are people that talk about doing stuff, and then there's people that do stuff. There's people that get on their motorcycle and come out and ride. There's people that go to a local base and volunteer. They go to an American Legion and they volunteer. They do something to help. They don't just talk about it or digest what they see on mainstream media of what's going on in our community, the veteran community, the active duty. Because I challenge anyone to get out and do that. Go boots on the ground and really get some perspective for yourself and not have it spoon-fed to you through the mainstream media, because it's just not being accurately reported. And I'll share this story that happened as I was driving south from Mississippi to Alabama. We're on state route. We pull in this gas station, Greg. And this is an example of how this ride is such a unifying thing. And it exposes the best of the human condition to me every time I do it. This young kid in his pickup truck, big country kid, pulls in. He sees us wearing our t-shirts, these black t-shirts with a Ride for the Brave logo that looks like the old STP motor oil. And he says, hey, how can I get one of those shirts? It's right over there. And he gets out, buys a shirt, $40, and makes a donation. And then he tells me about his cousin who served in Iraq. He's a Marine, and all the stuff he went through and how proud he was of him. And then as he gets back in his truck, he shuts the door and windows down. He sticks his head out the window. And he says, you guys keep what you're doing. What you're doing matters. It's important. And he drives away. Right there is a prime example. It was so emblematic of the reality of what the fabric of this amazing country that we fought for is all about. And it was a heartening story to me, and just a privilege to meet an American like that.
Somebody who gets it. Somebody who understands the significance of the effort that's made to, as you said, not just draw awareness, but to prevent, to help someone who's out there realize that they're not alone in whatever the struggle is that they're going through, and that there are a lot of people who want to help. And I know that, you know, as we're taught, you know, to be self-sufficient and self-reliant and all of these things. And sometimes when you're crumbling and you're falling apart on the inside, it's difficult when you reach down and you can't seem to pull anything up to fight back with. Know that you are not alone in that battle. You don't have to be alone in that battle. We're going to be right back right after this, and we'll get contact information for you, how you can make contact with Save the Brave, how you can make contact with our good friend Major Scott, coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Again, I just want to share with you, there is hope. You have great value. Great value. And it's been placed inside of you. God cares about you. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Beach Jerky at PistolBeachJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolBeachJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolBeachJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Major Scott Using, USMC retired. Echo in Romani is the name of the book. I encourage you to pick up his book, Echo in Romani, and go to SaveTheBrave.org. SaveTheBrave.org. As we're going into the break, I was mentioning if there's someone out there that's feeling challenged, if you're just at a place where you're feeling alone and you're feeling like I'm disconnected, I would encourage you to contact them at info@SaveTheBrave.org. info@SaveTheBrave.org. If you're past that point, if we've reached you right now and you flip the channel and you're hearing us right now, I want you to know, number one, it's not by accident, okay? It is God's divine plan to let you know that your life matters. Your life matters. Don't end it. Call 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. That's the VA's suicide hotline. Call them today, 800-273-8255. Scott, talk to me about, because we're coming into a close right now, I know we talked about things that, how people can connect with Save the Brave, encouraging a veteran that they may see, whether it's in a restaurant, coffee shop, what have you, coming up and just saying, hey, thank you for your service. What are some other things that you would encourage folks to do?
Well, that list is long, and I'll give you an example that throughout my career in the military, and even in life, I could always teach people a lot of things. How to shoot the rifle straighter, how to run faster. I can teach people how to write and communicate better. But there's one thing that I was never able to teach people. I can never teach people how to care. And if you don't care and you don't put yourself out there and you're not willing to connect, you're not willing to show up, then I think it's all for naught. And that's really a challenge for some people, and they just don't know where to begin. So you're on the show today, and I'm so grateful you have me on. I'm offering one option. They can go to SaveTheBrave.org and find out about all the amazing things that we've been doing for the last 6 years and the thousands of veterans and Gold Star family members and first responders that we've helped through our programs. And if they can't show up, if they can't volunteer the time, please go make a donation. Click make a donation on our website, make a recurring donation, $5, $10 a month. You're going to make a difference, because we do all of this because we care. None of us take a salary. We do it all because we want to take care of our own first and not wait for others to do it for us. That's what we're all about.
And there's great events you guys host, offshore fishing, jiu-jitsu. There's scholarships to attend these events. There's a variety of ways in which you can become engaged and help a veteran to get engaged and get started on the track of living life again, because what they've seen, what they've been through, the challenges that they've experienced in war are things that so many of us can't relate to. But there are those that can relate to them, that they can connect with and have conversations with, and then learn how to move past those things and use skill sets that they've already learned, basic principled skill sets, to be very successful in life. Scott, thanks so much for being with us today. Greatly appreciate what you're doing. And
hey, thank you.
I'm grateful to be able to offer you this platform and support what you're doing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Semper Fi, bud.
Semper Fi. All right. Folks, we'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Stay tuned. And remember, you can always get more. You can always get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Back with more right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his Son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, very excited, as we do each and every Tuesday, to welcome to the program the Hill Country Patriot Radio and Matt Long Show. And my good friend, Matt Long, the host. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here. I enjoy our Tuesday mornings, Pastor Greg.
Well, I enjoy those, but I, as we do, I enjoy our Monday night phone calls, which are kind of the warm-up, if you will, to what we do here.
That's right.
We're dealing with, and I'll share this. I had to go into my doctor's office. I had a actually was off air a couple of days last week because I had pulled a muscle in my groin and my lower abdomen. Really excited. I've lost almost 60 pounds. I think I'm just under 400 pounds this morning for the first time since the accident and all the, you know, damage that it did and so on. But I got up too quickly and anyway, went into the doctor, and it was a different doctor. Hadn't seen him ever before. And the first thing he says to me when he sits down, Matt, have you had your vaccine? Well, no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, well, then you need to wear your mask. I ask him, well, did you have your vaccine? Well, yeah. And I was like, well, maybe you need to wear your mask. You know, I don't understand. If you've had a vaccine, you know, I mean, if you've had a flu shot, right? You know, you're supposedly, right? We were told now you've got your flu shot, you're immune. You're not going to get the flu. If you had your polio shot, you're not going to get polio. If you had your mumps shot, you're not going to get mumps. But not with this. No. With this vaccine, you still get it. And if you're around somebody that might have it, or somebody that you don't even know, that you don't know if they do or don't have it, you still need to be protected. Why did you take that shot in the arm? That's what I don't get, Matt.
Right. And it is confusing. And, you know, I just think rushing in to be the first in line on that shot was not my intention. And at the beginning, I was like, all right, let's give it to the old people first. Let's give it to those that are most vulnerable. And then, because we were all operating under the assumption that it was going to actually keep you from getting sick. Now that is, we have found out that is not true. So, Pastor Greg, what do we do the next time? What if they say, oh, wait a minute, we've got this new shot, and it's going to cover everything. We promise, cross our hearts, it's going to take care of everything. You know, every time they make an announcement, it is the science, right? But it's the science of that day, all right? It is the science of that day. And so they're going to come up with another one. They're going to say, hey, it's the science. You got to follow the science. At some point, when do we look back as a society and say, you were wrong this time, you were wrong that time, you were wrong the third time, you were wrong the fourth time? Why should we believe you now? And how do we react to that? Because that's only human nature to not trust someone who has been, whether on purpose or out of ignorance, but it's someone who has misled you with information over and over. How much do you trust them beyond that? And then what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, I'm looking now. The open VAERS is back up again. It's interesting to me. They show 11,940 deaths. Those are individuals that have reported that they've died because that they've actually accepted a report that these individuals died because of the vaccine. 40,991 hospitalizations, 65,067 urgent cares, 88,920 office visits. 3,714 mm-hmm. people have developed Bell's palsy. Okay. 4,110 have had an anaphylaxis reaction. That means, for those maybe they might not understand. Yeah, well, and it's beyond that. It's not just an allergic reaction. It's actually an emergency allergic reaction. An anaphylaxis type of event means difficulty breathing, swelling, you know, heart. I mean, it's a mess. I have those to codeine, and I have to take an EpiPen in order to come back from that. If bee stings, you know, bee stings are another thing that can cause a person an anaphylaxis. 518,769 reports of adverse events. And that's just what's been reported. And according to a Harvard study, Matt, that represents 1%.
And you know, here's the crazy thing. Michael Berry did this a couple of weeks ago, and he did it as a comedy routine, but it was very serious. He said, what if you saw, you know, we see all these ads on TV and on the radio about different drugs, prescription drugs, and you'll see them in the magazines, and there'll be one page for the ad for the drug, and then it'll be followed by two pages of caveats. Those are all things they have to report on your TV commercials that run for so long. And the reason is because they say, if you develop mild, don't take this, if you're allergic to it, and in some people it does this, and in other people it does that, and it goes through all these lists of warnings. And what if we had a vaccine, a COVID vaccine ad that listed all of those things in there? You know, folks, that's what we're missing. We're missing that. I had Bell's palsy once in the spring, woke up with it. It was very bizarre. I also had Guillain-Barré syndrome that rose all the way up to about mid-chest before it receded. Listen, those are two probable side effects of some of the things. I've had both of those. There's no way I'm going to put that shot in my arm if that is a chance of that happening.
Well, and you know, if you read, the, like you said, I mean, and I think the problem here, I just wrote this down. We've been numbed to these counter reactions. Okay.
Right.
I mean, if you stop, you know, it used to be that that Mad Magazine years ago used to do, you know, kind of like a farce on those kind of things, right? You know, where they would put it in and then they, warning your uterus might fall out, or you know, or a sexual organ might fall off, or whatever, some crazy thing might happen. But we have become literally numbed. I mean, some of these, you know, when they go through and they go, one of the is, it might sterilize you and it might cause, you know, major birth defects and it might, you know, ruin your any offspring you're going to have for the rest of your life. Hello? Why are we taking this? Or you know, killed every lab rat that it was ever given, but we're going to try it on you now. Okay. And why would I take that? And why would a doctor violate their Hippocratic oath by prescribing that to me? That sounds kind of wild to me. You know, but you know, when we bring these things up, I had a dear friend of mine that called me the other day and he said, you know, I had the first shot and I was doing okay. I had that second shot and he said, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I haven't felt the same. It's something's wrong. Something ain't right. I've been ill ever since. I felt like I got the flu every morning when I wake up. All day long, I feel like I got the flu. You know, I gave him some things to, you know, natural things that doctors that I have had on the program have suggested. But, you know, there was another story and I think it's appropriate to bring it in, Matt. Fox did a story on a young man that, passed away. And they, you know, they talk about how sad this is. And, you know, the last thing that he said is, oh, I wish I'd gotten that vaccine. I should have gotten the vaccine. Well,
right.
I'm saddened about his story because there are natural means to combat this. And they won't let
anyone share what they are.
Right. Without a doubt.
You know.
And let's go to the practical end of this, Pastor Greg, because I think we're feeling like, first of all, I feel fairly confident that our schools will probably force our children to wear masks in the fall. I don't know that for sure, but the push is so strong, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, Fredericksburg schools are pretty woke, and I think they will very likely jump in line with that. That's just a prediction on my part. Where and when and how do we stand against this? All right, that is the biggest thing. Where does the civil disobedience in a peaceful and righteous manner come into play into this? And what's it going to take to get people to do that? You know, one of the saddest things I've seen about this whole pandemic is that how willing and quickly Americans were ready to just bend over and take the shot. Now, I know they give it to you in your arm, so, but how did that happen? It's very, very sad. And so now we have to start standing up. Well, it's already hard. It's going to make it even harder to stand up because we're already halfway down on our knees. Who's going to stand up? How do we stand up? And is it the right thing to stand up against this, Pastor Greg?
Well, I think in this instance that yes, I think we have a right to stand up and a mandate, if you will, especially when it comes to the shutting down of gathering of churches. Now I know that in Texas that supposedly we're not supposed to have that. That's not supposed to happen. Churches aren't supposed to get closed again. I don't know if that's going to be enforced. I know that there are some cities out there like Austin, like Houston, even like Dallas, that there's been indication in certain areas that they may try to close the churches. And sadly, we've got pastors and priests and so on that are going along with this and closing their doors, and we've got them talking about, you know, if you don't get vaccines, that means you don't love people and you don't care about people. Well, I personally, I've had two children that have been dramatically impacted by vaccines, and so we're not for these kinds of vaccines and injections. And then when I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on and I discovered that for 50, 60 years now, that the use of animals as a place to incubate has caused the vaccine that we're taking into our body to actually mutate, and the animal diseases, if you will, break through the barrier of the human DNA and cause us issues. Why do we have so many more cases of Alzheimer's? Why do we have so many more cases of dementia? Why is that such a major issue? Why is there so much more Parkinson's disease? Why are there so many of these? These are all autoimmune deficiency diseases. And why are they so prevalent in baby boomers? Why is that such a problem? 50 Absolutely. Years of vaccination. That's the conclusion that Dr. Mikovits has come to.
You know, I hearing all of that and using logic and reason and science, you know, those arguments, Pastor Greg, they don't seem to be working anymore. We give the counter argument and where they say, shut up and take the shot. Or you give a counter argument or ask a question and they say, listen, you're just not smart enough. You're not a doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. I know what I'm talking about. Do what I say. Shut up and do what I say. And so when we attempt to argue back with logic and reason, it's falling on deaf ears. And so I think that's the point where the frustration gets to people and they just say, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I'm not going to take the shot. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to put my kids in school and make them wear those masks all day.
Right.
And that's the point I think we're at.
Well, and unfortunately, critical thinking and common sense have been overcome by teaching emotion. And right. You know, this is why our friend Alice Linehan, as an example, talked against the Common Core and emotional teaching. It's been, it was preparing us for exactly this. Matt, thanks for being with us today. I know we're running out of time. God bless you there in the Hill Country. Stay strong and stay informed. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be giving away two Struggling for One America books. From the producers of the documentary Trump versus Hollywood, Daphne Barak and Erbil Ganasti, and they've signed these books as well, and we'll be giving away, again, two copies of this, and if you are the first two people to shoot me an email at chosengenerationradio.com, Pastor Greg at chosengenerationradio.com, Pastor Greg at chosengenerationradio.com. Shoot me an email and send me your address and contact information. And the first two emails that I get, we will get you a copy of that great book. And we will have Daphne and Erbo, along with Money B, on the program coming up here momentarily. Let's see. I wanted to see if I can find this very quickly and give you some ammunition as it relates to what Scripture has to say about our gathering together. And why we are supposed to be gathering together and having boldness about it. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. And let's not forget Acts chapter 2, continuing daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. It has been a trademark of the church to meet.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed, loving God, country, and family, being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better that a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your father,
Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key, then, is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. Great to have you with me. Want to welcome our audience on WRZX 106.5 FM, Dayton, Ohio, and blasting out not only in Ohio, but also into Indiana and Michigan. So great to have all of our listenership there listening on 50,000 watts. Those listening on WTOD also in Toledo. 106.5. Great to have you folks on with us as well, broadcasting up into Michigan. Good to be with you as well as Ohio. And those of you listening all across the USA Radio Network and our other affiliates as well on Truth Network and those listening on AMFM247.com all across the country, coast to coast. Great to be with you. And if you've missed any of our first hour of our program, you can always pick it up on the podcast at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And don't forget to tune in to us live also on TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com, the exceptional conservative network, and reaching urban America. It's the number one online urban American conservative television program and programming network, according to GoDaddy. Really, seriously, it's a great place. A lot of incredible programming there on TECNTV.com. All right, folks, and welcome to our Clout Hub audience, by the way, as well. I'm confident any day now Facebook is going to say bye, and that's okay. Clout Hub will pick us up, and we'll be still pushing on with the message. Very excited about this message, and that is why we do our segment with Money Bee every Tuesday. Here we come together and we talk about, you know, the divide, and how do we mend that divide, and how do we come together and have just conversation? We don't always have to agree, but we can agree to disagree and still be friends. And someone who introduced us is with us today. Very excited to have her with me and her husband, Daphne Barak and Erbil Ganasti. And the name of the book is Struggling for One America. Struggling for One America. If you're watching, you can see the cover. Struggling for One America. Trump versus Hollywood, the two White Houses. It talks about the making of the documentary, Trump versus Hollywood. So much behind the scenes. And I welcome Daphne and Erbil to the program as well. Welcome, Daphne and Bill. Good to have you.
Good to be with you and with Manny B, although he's not feeling well, but for the good reason, whether we are Republicans or Democrats or anything else, let's get vaccination. We don't have to be mandatory. We can choose to have it just to protect our loved ones. So I'm very glad you did that, Manny B.
Great to be with you, Pastor.
Good to be with y'all. Well, so and Money, sorry that you're feeling under the weather, and I will send to all of you that protocol that I've been taking and that I've been sharing with my audience as well, and again have seen great results as a result of it. Let's talk about now, folks. I want to tell you right now, we are giving away two autographed copies of Struggling for One America. We're giving away two autographed copies. All you need to do is be one of the first two people to email me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And simply give me your contact information, and you're going to get a free copy of this book in the mail. Talk to us, Daphne, about the kinds of things that they can expect to find in the book, and why was it so important to get this book written and released at this time?
Well, you see, even a topic like vaccination is like a debate. We're so divided. I think even your protocol, even vitamin C, will divide the country. We are so divided. There's so much... We've always been divided emotionally, I'm sorry, ideologically, right? I mean, every election is sort of 50-50, unless it was like, you know, Obama really winning so big time against Mitt Romney, but usually it's sort of 50-50. But emotionally, I can't remember such time in my lifetime, and if you go back historically, it's going back to the Civil War, which we really cannot afford even thinking about this possibility. So it's really up to Money B, to you, to Bill, to me, to each one of your audience to say, what am I doing what am I doing to struggle together for One America? And that was the book is written on behind the scene of filming the only Hollywood production during COVID-19, Trump versus Hollywood. We saw the division as we started to talk to actors from the right wing, like Ted Nugent and Robert Davi and Dean Cain and Scott Baio, Kevin Sorbo, Christine Swanson, and of course, John Voight is like a father to us, was accompanying the whole thing. And they really complained about losing jobs and being blacklisted and what we call the cancel culture. But while we were doing all that, during the lockdown, the George Floyd tragedy happened. And that really, that affected me. Manny B knows that, and I think you know that, Pastor, but it affected me so deep inside. Not that I didn't think that there was racism before. It was. Somebody was interviewed, Nelson Mandela, when he was a president, and heard how he had to see a third of his life in a horrible prison, Robben Island, just because he had a different color, and he dared to say that he and people his color deserve the same rights. It's just shocking, right? But I think this camera, this mobile, for which documented this 9 minutes, just it was on my face, on your face, on everybody's face, and it's too short to actually introduce Vanny B, Bill, and myself, said in the film Trump versus Hollywood. It's new. It's not new. I had so many minutes in my life of like a George Floyd minute. I thought I would never emerge alive from them. And then San Isa let me go, and there was no documentation. By the way, still people can go and see Trump versus Hollywood. It's front pages everywhere in the left-wing media as well, like Hollywood Reporter, Yahoo, LA Times, on www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. But the movie made so much noise that, you know, the publisher approached Bill and I to ask to write a book. And the book covers also behind the scene of the filming and after we finished filming, like Putting Money B and a couple of other brave people. And I'm saying brave for a reason, to talk to President Trump. He was the president at the time. And now I'm telling you why, and I want Money B to weigh in. But my impression that people don't know is that even if there are people who understand that we have to talk, I feel like a John Rivers, remember, she was running around, let's talk, let's talk. Even the people like Money B and Too Short understood it, and Ice Cube understood it, that we need to talk to the other side. Definitely with the President of the United States, he's the executive branch, how would you achieve other things? But the pressure from the community on both ends is so big that Too Short, Bill and I had lunch just a couple of days before this historical conversation with President Trump. Conversation took place two days before the election, November 3rd. And he said, and he, by the way, his partner was already with the White House, arranging everything with me on the phone. Jerome Smith, which Money B met, was talking to Too Short partner. There was a lot of love in the air, right? And suddenly Too Short tells me and Bill, look, Duff, let's leave this conversation with Trump after the election. I don't need to get all this backlash like Ice Cube got. I really, who needs that, right? So he was scared. I'm sorry. I mean, you can quote me, but that's fact. Even a big baby, the basketball player, said, I'm so proud you put me on this film, but just as you'll know, I got also hate mail, right? That I dare to be in a film with right-wing people. You know, that's the whole idea. Two sides are talking. You don't make peace with your friend. You make peace with your enemy, right? And Money B himself would tell you, I think he told me, Money B, that your stepmother called you when she heard I'm taking you with me to the VIP party at the White House. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, she's concerned. Make sure it was the right idea. And, you know, I just always believe, for one, you know, my beliefs are my beliefs, but also wanted to be the person that could go into a room, have my beliefs, but not get excited and actually listen to another opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of my strengths, is that I can have a conversation and not get excited, but still, you know, leave with my same dignity, but still be open enough to hear another opinion. And maybe try to learn from someone. You know, I feel like I try to learn something new every day. So if I can hear another opinion or another outlook, I can process it. That doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind, but I will hear it, and I'll keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. You know, see where I can be better, and hopefully I can share something for someone else to be better as well.
That's why Pastor Greg Money B occupies more space in the book Struggling for One America, Trump versus Hollywood, the two White Houses. Money B occupies much more space than others because he has a story to tell. He took this step, he took a risk, right? And he found, by the way, people liked him very much. B likes to tell the story how he took Money B when he arrived to D.C., to the VIP parties of the White House. By the way, that nobody, even Trump supporters, Trump big donors, are begging for this invitation. So he takes Money B to a Harry's bar, right? And Bill, you want to say what happened?
We just had fun. We went there, and all the mega people, and they met Money B. Money B met them. They got to know each other. They realized that they are all the same, and there's nothing to... There's no divide to talk about. It was like old times. So if Americans were to come together and not thinking about the division that there is, and they can be okay. They'll live, they'll survive, and they'll do much better. Go back, wake up. In other words, Americans have to wake up right now on both sides. And instead of struggling with one another, they have to struggle with the daily work, education, life itself on their own. And don't bother the other side. Don't bother anybody. Mind your own business. Do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And all by right. the way, I have to say that we're getting fantastic responses for the book. That, you know, there are people like, you know, David Webb, your colleague, who usually interviewed me and Bill many times, but he doesn't like to promote books. He said, I really want you to read this book. It's a must-read book because it's such a good feel.
All right, we're at the end of our segment. We'll be back right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guests are Daphne Barak and Bill Ganosti. They are the authors of Struggling for One America, Trump versus Hollywood, The Two White Houses, and also, of course, Money B, who's with me here each and every Tuesday in this time, and a little under the weather, had the second shot. Now, I'm just going to say, we just did some conversation about, you know, the vaccine situation. I have two children that had bad reactions to vaccines. My youngest child has cerebral palsy, Asperger's, and had a stroke as a direct result of a vaccine when he was an infant. And so okay. I'm not for them, and I'm not going to take one. But that's my right, I believe, to look at the evidence that's out there and make a decision about what I want to do. And I respect your right to say, I'm going to get a vaccine. I respect your right to do that. 100%. And that's what I think part of this Struggling for One America is about. I am upset about social media and others that are writing, oh, this is disinformation, these are lies, this isn't true, when you have clear statistics out there, even by the federal government on OpenVares, saying that there have been 511,000 incidents that have been reported, negative incidents regarding the vaccine. All I'm suggesting is that we have an open conversation about it. Does that make sense?
That's what I said. That's what Struggling for One America is let's talk. Let's have this uncomfortable conversation. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only to listen to it. First of all, to listen. You know, dialogue is not too monologue, right? And we should not talk over each other. And so let's listen to each other. And then, in my opinion, let's find a way to work together. We can disagree, but what are we doing next, right? So if our little peace treaties, which we have to invest every day, and that's why I said to you when we went to a commercial that I'm very happy that this book is being received so well, because when Bill and I wrote it, we didn't have a blockbuster like my first book, Saving Amy, in mind, like a best-selling overnight. We just wanted a book that you can even buy and read in 5 months. And that it proved itself, because even people like, you know, your colleague David Webb or Jim Bohannon, which, I mean, have been interviewed as a lot of time, and they're friends like you and I are, and Bill are, but they don't like to do, you know, just book promotion, because then it will be only book promotion. They said to the listener, I really wanted to write to read this book. It's food for thought that we can do it. And it ends up with a good feeling. I mean, even frankly, to see the photos of Money Bee posing happily, and they're smiling too, with the top Trump world, like, you know, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff of the White House at the time, and Mark Shaw, the chief of staff of Mike Pence at the time. Even these two didn't speak to each other. The only common thing was they took smiling photos with Money Bee and got along, right? I mean, even these people, you know, Mike Pence and Trump were fighting at the time. So I just think if you put your mind there and you say, let's listen to each other and let's come out of this with some conclusion, right? I mean, for example, you're talking about the vaccine. I think we should not do it mandatory, of course not. But I think if people like you had bad experience with your children, it's traumatic. We have to look at it differently. On the other hand, we have to also remember that we have to protect ourselves.
Well, and again, you know, if the vaccine is so great, my opinion is, then it should protect those that take it, and they shouldn't worry about those that don't, because they're protected. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat? veins again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, folks, each Tuesday during this segment, we partner with Liberty HealthShare, and they are one of our sponsors here on Chosen Generation Radio, and I really encourage you to explore medical health care freedom and medical health care sharing. And Liberty HealthShare has, I believe, the best program out there. You can contact them at 855-585-4237. And joining me now is their director of communications, Mr. Matt Bellis. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg. It is always a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, healthcare, I mean, is really at the top of everybody's thoughts. We were just having, over the course of the last hour and a half, we've had several different viewpoints on the whole idea of whether or not to get the injection or not get the injection. Medical documentation tell us? You know, we were kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit with Matt Long talking about, you know, I remember Mad Magazine back in the day. I know I'm dating myself, right? But, you know, they would make fun of, you know, the fine print, right? Whenever they put out a new drug, they'd have the fine print, you know. Your uterus might drop out, and you might lose certain organs that might fall on the ground and disintegrate. But other than that, everything will be great. Be cool. Just, you know, take the drug.
Anyway.
I have no comment on that.
I guess the point is that, you know, part of medical health care sharing, part of having, you know, control is the ability to do your own research, to figure out exactly what's going to be best relative to whatever the situation is, the medical issue that you're facing. Take, you know, the consult with your doctor, choose the doctor that you want to consult with, and then listen to what they have to say. Perhaps take in the advice of some other experts, and then figure out where is the best place to go next. What's the next step to take? And with medical healthcare sharing, with Liberty Health Share, you've got the freedom to be able to make those kinds of decisions. The window is opened for you, if you will, to be able to explore the very best possible option.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, in the realm of healthcare, is that we've lived in such an era where I kind of call it the entitlement era, where we give our money over to a third party and we just take whatever is coming to us, that we don't have very much choice, don't have very many options. We may go see one hospital over another, but we're confined to certain networks, confined to certain prescriptions, confined to certain procedures that we're able to receive in terms of healthcare. And we're now moving into an era where we could go further down that rabbit hole or personally choose to have a more of a choice and ownership mentality, where we are not just paying whatever and receiving whatever. We are actually actively in charge of our health care, that we're making the decisions in consultation with our doctor. We've got the power of the purse strings again, and we are working with a community to take care of our bills whenever they come up. So it's a very different mindset whenever you're coming to your healthcare altogether. It may take some education. It may take some information and some time to invest into how your healthcare works. But I would dare say that every American within the sound of my voice would rather choose that type of freedom over that type of entitlement mentality that we have so often seen, because it restricts, it limits, it makes choices for you. And whenever you have the freedom and options that we're normally used to within the marketplace, we see a lot of things change. We see better outcomes. We see lower costs. We see more involvement in people's health and healthcare becoming more health conscious. So we're not coming into healthcare with bad health or bad attitude. So it really does change the whole mentality and the whole process whenever you have the power of the purse strings again. And you can only do that by a few certain ways, by dropping out of that third-party payment system, by either joining a healthcare sharing ministry or paying full cash by yourself. But it really does change the name of the game whenever you're actually able to enact that sense of ownership over your healthcare again.
And again, you can explore that and get more information from Liberty HealthShare at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or go to the website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You know, one of the other issues, setting aside, and I know that this whole thing, especially with what just happened in New York, a lot of people are going to be talking about that. A lot of people are going to be concerned about, major cities. New York is a very, what they call progressive ideologically, which simply means that they're very far to the left of a conservative Christian worldview. That being said, there's going to be concerns about many of these other major cities. Will that trigger them to do the same? But the other side to this are, you know, issues of conscience, Matt, and again, you know, wanting to know that your money is not going to fund things that you, as a believer, as a Christian, conscientiously object to.
Well, that's one thing that I really do wish more people would, frankly, pay attention to. Because a lot of people don't recognize or realize that their money that is being utilized in a third-party payment system could be, and most likely is, going towards those things that you would find morally reprehensible and you would never pay for out of your own pocket. I've said this a few times, but I doubt, Pastor Greg, that if you went to your church and they took up an offering for someone to have an abortion, you probably wouldn't give money to that offering. But that's exactly what happens to so many people across this country on a monthly basis. Their dollars for their third-party insurance system or even government program is going towards funding those things that would be absolutely reprehensible and something that you would never send your money to. And we as believers believe that God gives us our money to steward over and that we are to be good stewards of those things. So if we rightly know that our money is going towards those things that God has given us, going towards those things that would be a violation or sin, that we need to actively remove ourselves from that process or that those types of services, and make sure that we're taking care of those medical dollars that we've been entrusted with. So it's an imperative to know where our money is going, what it's being utilized for, and if there is something that we need to change, that we make a stand and a step in the right direction. So I would suggest, Pastor Greg, that people look into that, into their particular states and particular areas. Look into where their money's actually going. Do a little bit of digging. Do a little bit of homework. And make sure that you know exactly where your money is going. Because unfortunately, Pastor Greg, money is fungible. It can change hands and go towards things that you wouldn't do. And a lot of people would say, well, the money's out of my hands and I have no choice over to where it goes. But if you know that your healthcare dollars are going towards those things that would be considered unconscionable, then we would have an imperative to make a decision and make a change to something that would be better.
Absolutely, because you are as a believer, you are responsible for the stewardship of those funds. Something else that I think makes medical healthcare sharing and Liberty Health Share attractive as something that Christians should seriously consider being a part of and participating in is the caring for one another. The Bible talks about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus describes that, you know, whether or not what love looks like, and the greatest love is laying down one's life for a friend. The idea of laying down one's life in the sense of providing for someone's very basic health needs, that really is what the community of medical health care sharing and Liberty Health Share is about. It is about individuals that are coming together and pooling their funds together to meet the medical necessities and medical needs of others within the community. You may have a very healthy family, and we hope that you do. And in fact, that's really what Liberty Health Share is predicated on, is working with people who are aware of health and aware of good health and aware of taking good care of themselves, and then bringing those people into community on the potential possibility that something like what happened to me 4 years ago, a catastrophic car accident, could happen to anyone at any point, and the community comes together to help take care and bear one another's burdens. And that's a huge, I think that's at the heart of medical health care sharing is loving your neighbor as you love yourself, bearing one another's burdens in those very serious and catastrophic moments. And if you want to be a part of that, call them, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. Matt, your thoughts about the community aspect.
Well, whenever we were starting Liberty Healthcare and understanding what healthcare sharing really is all about, that's the primary thing. That's the vehicle by which we're able to do anything within healthcare. The reason why we have freedom and choice in healthcare is because of the community within healthcare. And within healthcare sharing, it's the people who give us the empowerment to be able to make those decisions and to be a part of a healthcare sharing ministry. You know, you can make those choices individually because you have a community of people who are backing you up. So the community is paramount within healthcare sharing, and it's necessary to be able to do good with one another and for one another. As you said, that's in the Bible, in the book of Galatians, where we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, that we as the church are told to help one another. We see many instances within the Good Samaritan, and we are told to do good even unto the household of faith. And so every aspect of our lives that we're able to bring that community action together and really start to affect each other's lives in very positive ways, that we can show the love of Christ within those areas of our lives, we want to be able to do so. And we want to be able to do those things that help one another, that are a part of each other's lives, that give each other freedom, and that support each other in community. It's a great way, a great model by which we're given to help one another. And it's something that not only can you do that within healthcare sharing, but I would suggest that you go find other ways that you can do that within your life. Don't let it just be in healthcare. Let your life, in every part of your life, show that type of community spirit.
Blessed to be a blessing. You know, Liberty HealthShare, it will save you money. It will meet your family's medical needs. It will get you out of the insurance bureaucratic game. It's going to address your issues of conscience. It's going to give you healthcare choices that you're in direct control of. And it's going to introduce you to a faith-minded community that cares about you. And that's one of the other beautiful things over all of our years of doing this together. And I think we've been, I've been working with Liberty HealthShare now for probably nine years that I've been talking about Liberty HealthShare and the relationship and knowing that not only are the community coming together to help in the economics, which is important, but more importantly than that is praying for one another, remembering that you're in a community, praying for the community. The Word of God tells us to pray for the saints always. And Matt, that's one of the beautiful things, and we've done that on a number of occasions right here on the program, where we have had a need and prayed and seen God's hand move. Very quickly, go ahead. You're going to get 10 seconds here in a second.
No, thank you for your involvement in Liberty HealthShare. We love you.
I love you too. Love you guys too, and I love Liberty HealthShare. I hope you'll join today. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. You know, when I come together, like, for example, when we come together there with Daphne and Bill and with Money B, and you'll learn this for those of you that are listening for the first time, especially there in Dayton and possibly in Toledo and other places as well, we're not always going to agree. But one of the things we have to understand is that if we're going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, one of the first things that we have to do in close proximity, one-on-one getting together, one of the things that we have to do is we have to build relationship. We have to build a relationship. Money B and I started, I don't know, about 6 months ago now, is when we met, somewhere around that time. Daphne introduced us, and I really felt like it would be a very good idea and productive for he and I to come together. We're both Bay Area kids. We grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we have that kind of commonality as a background. I grew up in an environment that there really wasn't this sense of race issues that I was cognitive of. Played basketball with kids from all different backgrounds and ethnicities and what have you, and got saved at 13. But the point of it is that you know, as I've traveled all across the country and around the world, there is race issues that have to be discussed and differences of opinion that we have to be able to talk about. I think about Paul going into Corinth and beginning by trying to talk to them as he had to a Jewish community, to a people who understood Abrahamic covenants in Abraham and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then quickly realizing that, you know what, they don't get this, they don't understand this, and going into their temples and reading their literature and discovering, hey, there's an unknown God in Corinth that they worship, that's a part of their belief system of many gods.
And let me talk to them about that. And Paul gives a great oration on, I want to talk to you about the unknown God that you worship. I'd like to tell you who he is. I know him, and I can share with you. But Paul built relationship in community so that he could then speak into individual lives. We as believers have got to do a better job, I think, in many instances of building those relationships, finding those places of commonality. Yeah, man, I bite my tongue over certain things and I say, oh, that's really not right. That's not what the Bible has to say. And then I have to think about, how do I share what Scripture has to say in a way that the person who's receiving this message is going to understand? It's one of the reasons why I play at the end of the day, at the end of this program. It's one of the reasons why I play I Believe, because I want folks to understand that when I share what I share, it is from a place of love. It is from a place of caring and concern about the person and the individual and their life. And it is a recognition from a world perspective and a nation perspective. There's a reason why our founders chose Christianity as the baseline for creating a nation. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for being with me. Check out the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Talk to you tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play,
That is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.